Welcome to Small City, Big Stories, celebrating the people and projects driving North Adams forward. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Small City, Big Stories. I'm your host, Jenny Wright, Executive Director of the North Adams Partnership. Each episode, we celebrate the people and projects driving North Adams forward. Today, we're joined by Patrick Lang, co-founder of Hexagon Bagels. Hi, so glad you're here.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So it seems like you've been a part of Main Street forever. You've become such an anchor, but you're actually a fairly recent transplant. Is that correct?
Yes, I am a Berkshire's native, having been born and spent my childhood in southern Berkshire County, but I've been back in the county and in North Adams specifically since late 2021.
Okay. So what brought you back and what has made you want to stick around?
Finding North Adams involved a bit of luck and excellent timing for me. And I should say for my partner, Nick, as well, who's the co-owner of Hexagon Bagels. I'm here sharing my own personal perspective, but certainly he was a part of every step along the way.
Shout out to Nick. Yes. We miss you.
Yes, miss you, and want to acknowledge that right away. But our move back to the Berkshires really happened during the COVID period, when a lot of folks' lives were in a little bit of turmoil, and,
sure.
and we also found ourselves questioning, like, where is home? And after having been in Wisconsin for a number of years, we were operating our small vegetable farm. We came ultimately to the conclusion that while we loved that place and loved the relationships we had there, home was this place where we would come and visit my family in the winters living out in Wisconsin. This was the greatest approximation of home. And so it took a little bit of time, but we found ourselves establishing lives in North Adams. We were lucky enough to find a house and began to put things together late 2021.
Sure. So Hexagon, and I'll ask you to tell us a little bit about that, but it's already become a community hub, and you opened not long ago, right? When did Hexagon open?
We opened our doors on November 6th officially.
Wow.
With the mayor giving us a little send-off and some of our strongest followers there that morning. It was so much fun.
It was such a great event, and it's hard to believe that it was really only a few months ago. It really does seem like you've been just that anchor, part of Main Street for such a long time now. But there was a great article, we were just talking about this, there was a great article in the Berkshire Eagle in May, I think, about, it was highlighting some downtown North Adams businesses who had gotten their start in the North Adams Farmers Market, which I thought was such a great story to talk about this incubator. And I wonder if you can just sort of like walk us through the origin story from the market to where you are now.
I think that Eagle story is an incredible resource for all to have, because the businesses profiled there had very different paths from their early stages to brick and mortar buildings and locations. For us, we worked really, really hard to develop products that met our quality standards, but then we also worked hard to meet people really where they were already gathering. So the farmers market was an amazing resource for us and an amazing place to share our goods, share the like products of our work, but also to connect and take time with our neighbors and with folks we hadn't yet met, and to develop relationships that are still thriving and have strengthened since we have established in downtown.
So you started with a table at the farmers market, and was sourdough something that you have been doing for ever and ever? Was this part of your life in Wisconsin, or was this a sort of pilot? Walk me through how you landed at the farmers market and what that launch was like.
Sourdough had been something that had been part of our lives on a personal level, baking bread at home for ourselves, for friends and loved ones. And the emergence of the sourdough bagel as our signature product came with time. Nick and I we saw our time in North Adams as the ideal one to develop a concept that we had held in our lives for a while, building something that was welcoming and community-oriented. The culinary focus had not actually arrived yet. And through some deep thinking about that, and a little bit of traveling and like trying food at other establishments, we landed on the bagel, which we developed over a period of months. Fortunately, I was coming off of a seasonal job in the area, and in the 5 months prior to the start of the farmers market, I was able to begin to develop a recipe and then incorporate sourdough in that. So beginning to use the sourdough starter as the leavening agent, which brings us all sorts of like flavor and health benefits. And by the start of the farmers market, we had a pretty good product. But I
must say,
yes, yes. And I was so thrilled.
Like following, right?
Exactly. I was so thrilled at the response we got. And I'm also happy to say that the bagels have improved so much since that day one at the farmers market.
Well, I have a confession to make, which I've already confessed to you, which is that I'm not a bagel person. And I almost feel guilty about saying that on this podcast at this moment. But it's bagels were just never something that I would choose on a menu if there were other options. It's just a lot of dough. It's a lot of chewing, not necessarily a lot of reward. And so I went, you know, into Hexagon thinking like, this is an incredible small business. I'm so excited they're here. And not a big fan of bagels, but I got some bagels to take home to my family. Ended up toasting one up, got the salted maple cream cheese, and I literally, and you can confirm this on your Google review that I left with photos, which is that I toasted that bagel and I used it as a delivery device for the cream cheese. The combination of the two was so extraordinary that I thought, I can't believe I have not been eating these my entire life and have convinced myself that I'm not a bagel person. So I am a convert, but only for Hexagon. And this is true. This is not just because you're sitting here. So I want the listening audience to understand that if you don't feel like you're a bagel person, give it a shot. They are special.
Well, I'm so honored to hear that. And really, like, folks do come in, especially visitors, and ask whether our bagels are New York style or similar to bagels they've had in New Jersey or Montreal. And
oh, wow.
The answer is really none of the above. These are not bagels that are based on any specific cultural or geographical tradition. They are bagels that we love. We also incorporate suggestions from our customers, and we're really just going for the best thing and things that we can produce and offer.
So along those lines, I mean, it really seems like from the farmers market, you developed a connection to the community, to your customers, really started to build that following. And now you're in a brick and mortar, like a pretty significant Main Street presence. And I'm curious, what was the point at which, was there a moment where you said, okay, I think we're ready to do this? Because that's a big jump. And again, you've continued to grow and build that audience. And I'm curious about your experience making that leap from, you know, having your wholesale presence, having your farmers market presence, to going all in on Main Street.
I think that's an excellent question, in part because way early on, even before we had begun at the North Adams Farmers Market, we thought we were ready. We were looking for spaces to lease in North Adams. And fortunately, we didn't find a space at that point. And we spent the next almost 3 years tirelessly searching for that. And we really were fortunate that we were forced to practice and own our craft and develop countless relationships and regional relationships, going as far as Housatonic to the South County Berkshire Grown Farmers Markets, over to Williamstown, spent lots of time in North Adams, of course, and popping up at other businesses. And in retrospect, I see that that was clearly the correct way to start out, because when we did get the opportunity to move into a brick and mortar, it was still really scary, and it still was a big investment to make, both in terms of our time and resources, other resources, that is. Yet we had this very obvious and energetic community support, and it fueled that progress that was maybe hindered by a little bit of doubt, and it gave us some really important confidence to like make hard decisions and make some big investments and just to go forth and make it happen.
Well, I've definitely been called out for having rose-colored glasses. I'm guilty of that for sure. So I don't want to gloss over the inherent challenges of running a business. I mean, it is such a risky endeavor to launch something, to make that commitment. But I'm curious to know what challenges have you encountered through this journey? Because we can talk about it in hindsight and really see that beautiful continuum, particularly, again, highlighted in that Eagle article about how the farmers market has really been this incubator of downtown business and energy and community. But I can imagine that's not without its challenges. And so I'm curious to know, what challenges did you encounter and how have you navigated those?
It was a challenge to build a business entirely in shared spaces, especially one that required food to be stored, and it required us to be, that is Nick and I, up at very, very early times on weekends. And so not only did we have to access these spaces, but we were maintaining schedules, especially over the weekends, that were very trying. And so adding to that experience, the challenges inherent in sharing spaces with other folks who are not part of your specific organization and who also are doing important work, that was at times a challenge and one that I think helped us to grow, because we maintained like strong and healthy relationships with all the folks that we relied on throughout the years to allow our business to exist. Those skills and experiences have translated to interactions with, more challenging interactions with customers and anyone else who comes across our business. Additionally, producing enough revenue just to support us as individuals.
Sure.
Because Hexagon in its later pop-up phase was entirely supporting Nick and I financially. So like finding spaces and times to connect with folks and just to make the sales that we depended on was a challenge. It really helped us that North Adams business owners tend to have a collaborative nature and are open-minded and creative, and several invited us to do pop-ups at various times and to do them on our terms, even like open invitations that really helped to give us the time to be seen by people and the time to just get our goods out and do the business that we had to do when it was a little bit harder to get FaceTime with people.
I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I'm hearing almost two different development paths where you have this product that you're testing at the farmers market, you're fine tuning it, you're honing it, it's getting better. But in parallel, you're also building relationships. And the way that you're describing this is that it almost feels like that's just as important as having a good product. Can you talk a little bit more about the role of the community, the local business community, and how that kind of partnership and synergy has helped you sustain the business and continue to produce that excellent product?
Absolutely. The energy and collaborative nature of a lot of area businesses, and this goes for North Adams and for some folks we connected with in Pittsfield and South County as well, is that there was a willingness to spread the word and to use platforms that are interesting and beautiful, really. Let's like take Plant Connector, for instance, mm-hmm. who like offered space and time for pop-ups, but also just spread the word on their beautiful social media and help to get new customers headed in our direction, help to keep people curious about downtown North Adams business in general. And another big part of our development toward the brick and mortar was seeking direct assistance and tips, even on like a hard day, a day that was emotionally trying, to connect with someone like Duncan of Christo's and Tres Niños, just to be able to ask some like extremely detailed questions about topics I was struggling with was enormous. It helped me to feel like I could do this thing that I was very new to, in fact, hiring and running a food establishment. And so those were at least like two general examples of how business owners in our immediate vicinity really stepped up and made our path smoother and gave us the energy that we sometimes lacked.
So that said, I'm curious to know, I mean, you grew up in the area, moved away, came back, and now you've had this incredible experience building a business from the ground up and being a resident of North Adams. How would you describe the city to someone who hasn't been here, who's not familiar with the community?
North Adams, to me, is a place that has a lot to offer. It has a lot to offer in terms of culture and social life and natural abundance. And it's also a very multifaceted place. I think there are a lot of individual experiences to be had living in North Adams. You know, for such a small town to have a relatively distinct neighborhoods is a joy. I am someone who loves to walk. And so to be able to come up from the south side of town where I am and experience, as I said, like very distinct neighborhoods with, you know, distinctive architectural styles, but also energies. That is a really important thing for me. Having lived in some, at least medium-sized cities in the past, and the presence of a Mass MoCA, namely, and so many other arts-based organizations, provides an incredible diversity of arts programming and also demographic diversity.
I live in Pittsfield, full disclosure, relatively new to North Adams. And one of the things that has always impressed me is how engaged people are. So just, you know, having said that, I'm curious to know, what are you looking forward to? And then you're coming up on your year this fall. What kinds of things are you looking forward to continuing to be part of the community and lead the way in a kind of a Main Street renaissance, I think? What gets you excited?
I am really looking forward to seeing, and I don't know exactly how this will look at this point, but I'm looking forward to seeing new business development, especially as someone who is doing business and is present on Main Street many days of the week. But I'm also excited to see how we as Hexagon can contribute to the success of other folks. And that's beyond just bringing folks into our shop, but figuring out how we spread the word and how we utilize the strengths of the many organizations in North Adams and especially downtown, from arts organizations to small businesses and then individuals and smaller organizations in between. I look forward to seeing how we can all leverage our strengths together. And I want to specifically see people on their feet on Main Street and throughout the region. You know, right now, the amount of traffic we're seeing is very promising. I knew, I think, in my heart that we could see that in downtown North Adams. It's not always the case. To me, doing business in downtown, I feel like we are living and working in a dynamic environment that is only getting more so.
That's really great to hear. And so I'm curious, as a small business owner that is deeply embedded in the business community downtown, I think sometimes, especially when you're looking at, infrastructure and you're looking at big sort of municipal challenges, or you're looking at things like urban renewal that leveled swaths of downtown, sometimes those kinds of turnarounds that you're talking about can just feel daunting. Like, what could I as one person do to help downtown thrive? It feels like this is bigger than me. But I'm curious to know, from a small business owner's point of view, what can individual people do just as a person on a day-to-day basis that would create a multiplier effect that would help downtown businesses continue to thrive? That's a lot of pressure on one question, but I think one of the goals of this podcast is for people to hear the folks that I'm talking to and see themselves as part of the solution, right? Like, what can we all be doing that would be helpful?
I have a sense that we're all living in a really, really interesting time where phones and social media feel like they're dominating the physical environment. And I think people are tiring of that. I am tiring of that. From the perspective of a business that is seeing the power of face-to-face interactions and forming of relationships, and also this like supporting of a business that can be byproducts of that, I would first of all encourage anyone who cares about downtown North Adams to maybe make a date with a friend and enjoy everything it has to offer. Hexagon is extremely fortunate to have a large customer base. And in an ideal world, an ideal North Adams, I want every small business to be experiencing the same phenomena. And to be completely realistic, they're not necessarily. And that will go a huge way toward making this place feel more dynamic. If a business owner or business owners feel confident in the community that is gathered around their business, they will invest in it more. And that means more staff. It means more days of operation. And if that is happening across the board, the added effects will be great. And I think we are getting there. And as Hexagon Bagels, we are also getting there. It's not an easy thing to do. Other folks like Steeple City Social in the last several months have added a day of operation, and that might seem like a small deal, but like being in that space right now, I can share it is absolutely not. It is a really, really positive sign.
And the really nice thing to see is that Wednesday mornings at 9:52, people are starting to mill about in the corner waiting for the door to open. So I really love that you kind of broke it down to the micro level, because right now the North Adams Partnership has about 400 subscribers to the newsletter. And I'm talking to those folks right now. If you walk downtown with a friend, visit a place you've never been to, maybe look at your calendar and pick a Zoom meeting that you could turn into a coffee meeting. One thing, I think if all 400 people did one thing, that multiplier effect would be profound. And I think it's so good to hear you say that, because I think it's on all of us to participate in building the future of the city. And yeah, little steps matter. Opening an extra day, opening an hour early, that's huge. It doesn't always feel huge, but it is. So I'm really glad that you called that out. Is there anything that you want people to know about Hexagon that they might not already know? This is your moment to sort of pitch your next sandwich or talk about an event coming up. How can we get involved?
Hexagon, in its first 7 or so months, has been very consistently churning out some pretty good bagels and pretty good sandwiches and some other foods. And what I really want to share that I'm quite proud of is that we, and when I say we, I mean Nick and I and the rest of the staff, we make decisions about our business in a very intuitive way. To us, it's important that everyone who works at Hexagon feels good about walking through the doors. And the same goes for every customer who walks through our doors. And we haven't had too many special events. We consistently tweak our menu in various ways. And so we really always just invite folks in to see what's new. We have very recently changed what we call our Pay It Forward program, where we invite folks who have the means to tack on a few extra dollars to their transaction. And then we have bagels and schmear available to any individual who walks through the door for no cost. And over the last, I like did some quick looking at the numbers recently, and over the last few months, we moved over $500 worth of goods with that program. So it's going to look a little differently, where it's just focused on bagels with schmear now. Which takes a little of the pressure off of us and also makes it all super transparent for everyone. So we're very proud about that, and we'll continue to just do things that feel right for all of us working and for all the customers and folks in downtown North Adams.
Well, I am so glad that you guys are here. I'm so glad to be your neighbor. My office is really right next door. So it's been great to be neighbors. And I'm so excited to see what you're going to continue to do with the community. And I'm so glad that you joined us in the studio today. Thanks so much. It was great talking to you.
It was a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Small City Big Stories. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, share it with a friend, and join us next time as we continue telling the stories of community, creativity, and resilience in North Adams.